Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I heard the story a number of years ago about a man who loved classical music. So one day he went to a concert of a world-famous pianist. And at the concert, he had the opportunity to meet this famous pianist. And as he spoke to this very talented musician and fawned praise upon him, he said, "I'm so in awe of your talent. I would give my life to play the piano like you." And this world-famous pianist looked at him and said, "I already have." You see, it's one thing to say something. It's entirely a different thing to do that something. The famous pianist was not born a fabulous musician, but he worked and studied and practiced to be able to play the piano as he did. He literally gave his life to the pursuit of his dream, sacrificing much else to master his craft and achieve his status. I've often heard young people admire famous athletes and express their desire to have a similar life and career. And yet these same young people complain about having to go to practice, about having to go to bed early, and have to stay away from junk food and the like. They want the perks of the famous athletes without the work and the sacrifice and the discipline of those famous athletes. And so it is for many of us in our walk of faith. We want the blessings of a life lived in fellowship with God without necessarily the work and the sacrifice and the discipline of a life lived in fellowship with God. Near the end of the book of Deuteronomy, as Moses is preparing to die, he gives the children of Israel some last words to prepare them for their lives in the promised land. He said to them this, "See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses' exhortation to the people: choose life. That seems almost silly to say, doesn't it? I mean, for who in their right mind, given the choice between life and prosperity or death and destruction, would then choose death and destruction? I mean, no one, right? So then why does Moses have to direct and encourage the people to choose life? Because choosing life isn't just about a mental choice. It's also about a life change. You know, you can't just desire to be a world-famous musician and poof, you are one. But rather, you have to change every aspect of your life to accommodate the work and the practice and the cost that it will take to help you become that world-famous musician. And so it is that choosing life is not just about a mental decision or even a heart and faith decision, but it's about changing one's life so as to love the Lord God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commands. Choosing life requires us to put God before ourselves with our time, our money, and our efforts. But it is so worth it. For to those who love God and follow God and honor God, great blessings are given. Moses told the Israelites that if they did such things, that God would bless them and give them many years in the promised land. Elsewhere in the scriptures, God made similar promises to His people. Listen to some of His promises. Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Nahum chapter 1. The Lord cares for those who trust in Him. Psalm 145. The Lord is near to all who call on Him. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. The Lord watches over all who love Him. And in John chapter 12, Jesus said this, My Father will honor the one who serves Me. Over and over again in the scriptures, God promises blessing to those who choose life and who then do those things that choosing life requires, namely loving God, following God, and obeying God. And yet still so often I see Christian people baptized, forgiven, redeemed people not choose God in the way that they live their lives. I mean, they choose God in theory by their acknowledgement of Him, by occasionally worshiping Him, by giving Him a small token of offering. But that's not what God means by choosing life. He means a full-on commitment to life, which means a full-on commitment to Christ Jesus, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, which means that we love Him and follow Him and obey Him, which means that we seek Him first and give Him the best of what we have, not just tokens of what we have. You see, you can't honestly say that you would give your life to be a world-famous pianist and then not do it. You can't honestly say that you would give your life to follow God and then not do it. If you want the blessed life that God promises to those who choose life, then do the things that choosing life requires. Love God, follow God, obey God. It's that simple. It's easier said than done, isn't it? But you know what? Nowhere does God say that we have to do those things perfectly in order to be blessed. In fact, God knows that we can't do those things perfectly. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. You see, Jesus perfectly obeyed God in our stead, so that through his obedience and his sacrifice on the cross, we are forgiven of our inability to choose life wholly and completely. And then through his resurrection, he empowers us to walk in God's ways because we are made to be a new creation. And thus for us, choosing life and thus receiving the blessings that such a choice gives is not so much about perfect effort or perfect or obedience or even perfect love, but it's about believing in the one, Jesus, who is perfect in our place. It's all about believing in Jesus Christ as our Savior. But please understand this. God's gift to us in Jesus is not an excuse for us not to do better and try harder and sacrifice more. It's simply good news for us when our best isn't good enough. God's command to love him and follow him and obey him that we might be blessed is no less true for us today than it was when God first spoke it to the children of Israel so many years ago. The only difference for us today is that we now know what they didn't. That our blessings do not depend upon our perfect obedience, but upon Christ's perfect sacrifice. May we thus choose Jesus every day, that we might more fully know the blessings of a life lived in fellowship with God. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.